Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, honky tonk.
Yeah, all right, minty tits there. I saw. Can I just where we have explanation? I saw that you sighed then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it hasn't bothered me because last week I had my sigh receptors not removed. I had them treated.
Yeah.
They're blanked out with a chemical.
You had them switched off.
That's a good way to think about it. So my sigh receptors. So I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard
and you
it.
You feel nothing.
I don't feel nothing.
I feel like, fantastic.
Good, because I feel like a free man now. Like
I feel
a free man.
So calm and just serene.
Yeah, I feel like a free man in a free advert, in a free magazine. I'm that free. The Freedom Times.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, you didn't play French music.
No.
Which surprised me because...
We are in France this week.
You've joined me in my hotel in Marseille.
I have.
At Le Vieux Port. In Marseille.
Indeed. Here we are.
Here we are. Thank you very much for coming.
Up
Andy.
To our necks in Euro 2016.
Yeah. I should explain, in case people are thinking of that I've got stories about with the shenanigans, what have you, that after I saw it kicking off, I've actually been in this hotel now. The weather's been shit anyway. But and they closed the fans on. Not that would have dared gone there. So I've been in this hotel room now 4 days on the trot.
Sort of like home arrest.
That's what it feels like.
Virtual
yeah.
prisoner. You've got a lot of ham lying around.
I have. I've got a lot of ham, Andy. Actually, please, jambon.
Jambon.
Jambon, right. And there is a reason for that. On Friday, when I realised it wasn't safe, I thought I'd better batten down the hatches, get some supplies in. So I nipped out. And it's not nice out there. And I nipped out. And there's a shop. I'm not going to say it's called a jambon shop, but when I got in there, it just seemed to be jambons.
Wall-to-wall jambons.
Yeah, it's not like you get up the Asda in packets. It's like uncooked and thin sliced.
Yeah.
All different sorts of jambon. So I got about 5 kilos of jambon.
It looks a bit like a fallout from a waxy abattoir in here.
Well, can you smell it?
God.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, it's like, as I say, it's not... I've got that little mini fridge there, but like I've got it. Yeah, I'll just describe to the listeners, Andy. I've got a fan on, and I've laid out a lot of the jambon on top of the duvet, hoping the fan's going to keep it cool.
Yeah.
I've got. Have you been in my toilet bathroom?
Not yet. No, I didn't want to ask.
I've filled up the sink in the bathroom, and I've filled that with jambon. And see on my bedside table that's lay actually late.
Right.
Milk. I filled out the jambon in that. So,
jambon in milk.
Well, I'm just trying to keep it cool, Andy. You know what I mean? So I've got that, and I've got pain. I've got bread. Yeah. Why are you laughing? What would you? Would you got?
It's just a horrific scene. I've just arrived like 10 minutes ago. Got off the train, jumped in a taxi, and I've walked into this hell, this jambon hell.
Yeah. Well, it's the only. To be honest with you,
how long are you here for?
I'm going to Lille on the 1:14
today.
Yeah.
Are you taking the jambon with you?
No, I'm just going to
leave it for the maid.
Well, I haven't. I've put that sign up, non-interrupte or whatever
non-arrive,
it says.
Something like that.
And anyway, so because jambon is it's good stuff. Jambon. If you went up the, but I can't go up the Asda here, so I've got all the I've got all this different types of jambon, sliced freaking pig or whatever. That's going off. I can hardly sleep. Have you seen me? See me window there, Andy?
Yeah.
That opens about 4 inches. And I put the jambon across, I put it on the sill so it could get the draft. Yeah?
Keep it cool.
Yeah, and I've knackered up the mechanism. So I had noise in this room. And if you look through, sorry, I'm going on about my room here, ladies and gentlemen, but it is carnage, isn't it?
It's horrific. I wouldn't even put a picture on the internet. I wouldn't even tweet. They wouldn't believe it.
And look, Andy, you can't see from there. On the wall opposite, that beige wall, someone's written, Viva Tomato. It happens to be the graffiti.
When you see someone...
Well, I don't know. It says, I can't get my fucking brass hand through that gap there. And it says Viva Tomato. So every time I look out the window, all I'm reminded of is that I remember to get the pan. I got pan, I got jambon, but I didn't get any tomatoes. So,
you need your 5 a day. How are you doing with your 5 a day? You can have scurvy.
I've got so.
When you get the lil, some limes in your bob.
God,
please.
I can't wait to get out of here, honestly. To be honest, I mean, it's beautiful. The weather hasn't been very good, and it's hot in here. Sorry,
it's very. I noticed you just wearing a basketball vest.
Yep.
I thought it would be like an England one, but it's not. It's just, I say a basketball vest. It's just like a plain white cotton vest.
Yeah.
And you've scrolled Chicago parsnips on it.
No, I haven't. In
red marker pen.
No, I haven't.
Here you have.
It just says
I'll
Chicago.
I'll put a picture of that.
Could do it because you can't, because I'm not wearing that garment.
Turn around. What's that on the back? Turn around. You've scrolled some bullet points on the back of it.
Yeah, and what are they?
Thou shalt be rad.
Okay.
Thou shalt not harsh the vibe.
Okay.
And thou shalt be punctual wherever reasonably possible.
Yeah. Well, I would happily stroll around La France with that on my back.
Chicago parsnips.
Well, you know, it's not on this. It just says Chicago.
It says Chicago parsnips.
So, I haven't slept much.
No, understandable.
Yeah. It's beginning to smell like your knickers in here, to be honest with you. So, the big bonuses, Andy, I know we'll get onto the football now. The big bonuses is, you know, I like my observational comedy, yeah?
Oh, you were well into that, aren't we?
And the hotel room, so I've been writing observational comedy. So, do you want to hear a little
bit
of it?
I've got some, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll do the observational voice. I say, have you ever noticed, like, in a hotel, like, the lead on the kettle is so short, you have to put the kettle on the floor next to the socket, which is really difficult with my brass hand. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good one. 7 out of 10.
Okay. Have you noticed every time you go in the toilet, from the aircon, and then it goes off after about 20 minutes, then you go for a wee, and it goes back on again. Oh, God! Forgot about that. And your brass hand starts to vibrate. Do you like it?
7 out of 10.
Yeah, you turn on the shower and someone set it at about 2,000 degrees and it all gets in your brass hand mechanism. you can't work out how to use the stupid plug because all the plugs are stupid, so you have to unscrew your brass hand and use that. You know the plug in the sink?
Yeah.
How do you use that? What are you meant to press? So you have to put your brass hand in the hole. See, like, and the window's hardly open. Have you ever noticed? So how am I meant to get my hand through there, my brass hand, and shoo the pigeon? You know what I mean? Have you ever shooed a pigeon, Andy?
No, but I told a donkey to fuck off.
So, yeah, do you like observation comedy?
Can I have a go at that?
You do it, man.
Because I did one last week, didn't I, about putting some petrol in the car and landing on the £5 exactly.
Yeah,
you went, hey, kid, you've got a future in this.
Yeah.
So I've done some as well.
Nice one.
I'll tell you who you don't see much of these days. The IRA. I'll tell you don't see much of these days.
Yeah.
Tommy Cooper.
That's a good one, yeah, you don't.
The landline rang the other day. I didn't answer it. Could have been anyone. Could have been the IRA. The other day, I took a tub of ice cream out the freezer half an hour before I wanted to eat it so that it would be easier to scoop. That's quite a good bit of advice as well, that
so,
one.
So, but you'd lose, of course, you don't want to refreeze it. You know, you've defrosted the whole...
Just enough, just so that it's soft enough. Just so that it's soft enough to scoop. I'm not trying to defrost it, I turn it into cream or milk.
It's got, you know, like, with all the troubles in the world and the terrible possibilities with Brexit and that, it's nice to have a bit of observational comedy,
yeah,
isn't it?
God.
You were telling me, I hope you don't mind me saying, you were telling me that when you go to the cinema, you don't buy any popcorn or whatever and that.
No,
you
I'm not
take
that.
In a jar of Dolmio sauce.
Yeah.
What and drink it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If it's the winter, I'll drink it. I'll like heat it up before I go in.
Right.
And I'll take it in a thermos.
Oh, and right.
And drink it out of a thermos.
Right.
Drink, I don't pour it into the little plastic cup that goes on the top. I just guzzle it straight from the thermos flask. If it's the summer, I'll just have it cold out of the jar.
Really? Have you promised me?
Yeah. Well, so, you can drink it down. It's like a soup. It's a bit like a gazpacho.
So you drink it from the jar?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Sorry. What do you get? You dip nachos in it or something?
Nah.
Like this?
Nah, I just guzzle it down out of the jar.
Well, that is
have you tried it? Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Well, I don't know that I've even tried it. Is there a particular one you get, like
it's
tomato and cheese?
It's good for you. No, I like the one that's got extra vegetable lumps in.
What's that called?
Extra
lumpy.
Vegetable lumps.
Dolmio lumpo.
Yeah. And you get added vitamins, obviously, from the fresh vegetables that they've put in it.
Yeah, well, I know that's important. I know that's
green
important
pepper
to you, Andy.
And some onion. And
well, that's quite
it
extraordinary.
Keeps me trim.
I don't know if I believe you, Andy, but that is quite extraordinary.
I'm telling you.
Lovely man in Asda, waiting for the chicken to be reduced. If you grab the piri piri drumsticks before me, I'll break your fucking neck. I will break your fucking neck.
There we go.
Yellow Label Hour. Summed up in song. Gary Lineker. Yeah?
Yep.
I once met Gary Lineker. I went out for a night drinking with Gary Lineker and Tom Jones. So Tom Jones.
Who does he play for?
He doesn't play for, but I'm putting the context of me. Gary Lineker played for Leicester City, Halifax Town, I believe, right?
Yep.
So we're having a drink and it struck me that...
Oh, the Welsh...
Tom Jones.
Honker.
Yeah. Six bomb. Him. The sex bomb. It was a lovely man, and so is Gary, actually. I had a lovely night. But I got to thinking to myself, these two have got serious cash.
Right. Yeah? And a bit like yourself. You just thought, I'm among friends here.
And I thought...
Fellow millionaires.
No. And I thought to myself, they're nice people. They're not... Do you know you get some boastful celebrities, showy ones, who like... I mean, a lot of footballers.
Such as?
I don't know, I've got the Bentley, I've got this, got this, got this. I've got tattoos... made out of...
Tony Cotty, basically.
Tony Cotty, if you want, yeah. And so I said to Tom Jones, I said...
Prince Charming! Prince Charming!
That's not Tom Jones.
Is it not?
That's Adam Ant. Harry Ant. So I said, look, Tom, you were friends here. Well, come on, for once, just tell us about something you spent a load of money on. You love it. You know, you don't want to apologise for it. I ain't going to tell anyone or whatever. He said, no way.
Is he from India?
Oh, yeah. So I said, honestly, I'd really like to know. I'd love it. I'd love, you know, if ever one day I had loads of money, I'd like to spend it on some big indulgence, something like that. He says, no, I don't like stuff like that getting out or whatever. I said, please, Tom, please, I beg of you.
Did you beg him?
Please tell me. And he says, all right, I got a fucking gold plane. He says, I said, what do you mean gold? He says, fucking gold taps, gold walls, gold seats, and gold thread in the carpets, a fucking gold plane. And I thought to myself, well, good on you.
Does he fly it then, or does he just keep it in the garage?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it'll be his personal
jet. I wouldn't take that out.
Shit, though, that's a point. It'd be heavy, won't it?
Yeah.
Gold.
Would it ever take off?
Gold fittings throughout, he said. So I thought that was a nice little story.
About Tom Jones, the footballer. Yeah,
but, I mean, I just want to emphasise, because I've told the story, I want to emphasise that what a lovely fella he was and how reluctant he was to tell the story and how obviously it must have been something he didn't want to get out.
He didn't boast about it, did he?
Yeah, and he didn't want it to get out at all.
You had to beg him.
That was nice of him, and Gary was lovely as well. Wife's questions.
Let's
questions
go.
Direct from my
Bring
wife
them on.
To yourself. First one's ever so simple. Andy, do you watch Mob Wives?
No, Bob's wife. I do not watch Mob Wives. I've not even heard of it.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm not in the crime club, am I? I'm not in Bob's crime club.
You haven't what? You don't know of Mob Wives?
Nope.
The greatest single half hour of television.
Nope.
On in Brit. You're kidding me.
Nope.
Is this
spent
just
the last couple of weeks watching the first series of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
To try to get into that.
And how did you find
Shite.
It? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the first series, left a bit of a gap. I don't know, 2 months till I watched the second one. I had no idea what was going on. So I at the end of the first one, I did have sufficient motivation to try the second, but it's quite complicated for a northern lad, isn't it?
It seems to be mostly about genealogy.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. It feels
and a bit of fighting.
It's maths. It's like medieval maths.
It seems like a
problem.
Test.
Yeah. But that you say you don't know Mob Wives.
Right. Yeah.
You say that you've only recently watched Game of Thrones, yeah? But I'm aware that for a few years now, you've been having a go at Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So what's that all about? You're obviously perfectly aware of Game of Thrones.
I'm aware of it.
But are you doing the same with Mob Wives?
No, I'm not even aware of Mob Wives, but I'm prepared to give it a try.
Will you give it a try
Can
for
I
me?
Give it a try this next week and come back to you on
I
that
I would
next
love
week.
To hear what you think of Mob Wives.
Okay.
I think it's electric.
All right, what channel's it on then?
It's on ITVB.
Ah.
BE, that is.
Yeah.
Not BEE, or not just B, BE.
The in-between B.
B, yeah. So, well, thank you for that answer. I suppose if you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it.
Next question.
You, wife's question number two. Andy, you look like Greg Wallace.
Whoa!
Can I finish the wife's question, please? That's very disrespectful. You look like Greg Wallace. Is that why you hate him? Do you feel his success should be yours?
First of all, I don't look anything like Greg Wallace.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
No, yes, you do.
No. Greg Wallace looks like Bunsen Honeydew from The Muppets.
I don't know that.
The scientist that hasn't got any eyes, but he wears glasses.
Oh, well, it's a vague.
Yeah. Right. That's Greg Wallace, and that's not me. That's not who you're looking at right now.
Well, you say that.
Who do you think I look like right now?
If you put my Greg Wallace cardigan on and some of his designer specs.
So it's a big stretching, isn't it? I've got to dress up as him.
It's not a great deal on. You had a cardigan and a pair of
just
specs.
Just because I haven't got much hair and I've got a round head.
Why do you hate him?
I don't trust him.
Why don't you trust him?
I don't trust his motives.
What do you think his motives are?
Televisual domination.
No. That's not his motive.
Getting as many followers on Twitter as he possibly can.
That's what you... So you don't trust that motive?
No. I don't trust anybody with lots of followers on Twitter.
I've got more followers than you.
I know you have. I don't trust you either.
Okay, well, it's gone... It's a bit of a blind alley. I'm with the wife there. I think your resentment is based on the fact that you think Not only do I look like Greg Wallace, I could sell veg better than him, I could eat food better than him.
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't
so
it?
So why isn't it me? That's where
maybe
you're
it will
from.
Be me eventually, Bob. Maybe it will be. Maybe this podcast's going to be a springboard to me being on whatever the 2033 equivalent of MasterChef is.
Well,
you'll be dead by then, so you'll not know how it turns out. But
third question from the wife. Andy, I'm aware that you favour cheap cuts of meat. Goose flank, rabbit's wings, that sort of thing. But have you ever tried tin beef burgers? I think you and your family would flourish on them.
What do you mean by flourish? Or what does she mean by flourish?
Oh,
do
I imagine she means the same as any English-speaking person means. You know, that you
thrive.
You thrive, yeah.
In a nutritional sense.
I suppose nutrition, your skin would glow, your bones would stop creaking, you might even put a bit of height on, something like that.
No, I've never tried tin beef burgers. I don't even think they're a thing.
You're very disparaging about them. They're beautiful.
You can get a chicken in a can.
I know, I love a chicken in a can. You know, in France, it's considered a delicacy because it soaks in it. So, pardon me, what was that under your breath?
There you go. You can fill your boots with them, can't you, next month when you're over
beautiful.
There?
Beautiful.
With your hoop to your ring with its...
Me hoop to your ring.
With its apricot hanging off it.
And a tin of chicken under my arm.
Excusez-moi.
Excusez-moi.
Monsieur.
Montez la fenêtre.
Le chicken de la canne.
L'escalier.
Por favor.
Grand. Por favor is Mexican.
Yeah, but you get your point across.
That's the end of the wife's questions. They haven't led anywhere in particular.
No.
They haven't led
anywhere. I think we've treaded water with that a bit this week.
Yeah, but as a recommendation, I really really strongly recommend that tin chicken, Andy. It's quite hard
not
to get
mob
hold
wars.
Of. Mob Wives, I'm not going to say
mob
anything.
Mob Wives. Mob Wives and a tin chicken at the same time?
Yeah, and a tin beef burger.
Just one.
Fill your pan with fat and you're left with a bit of leather, but a bit of tasty leather. So what else would we like to do?
I've got some questions for you, pal.
Oh, I don't... Well, you've given me the...
blood relatives of mine.
But are they just bogus, like these Twitter things?
No, these are all real questions from blood relatives.
All right, well, let's get through them quickly, if you don't mind.
Trying to get inside your mind and your lifestyle. Bob.
Yeah?
As a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid...
I've moved to Buckinghamshire, have I?
Could you just please be quiet while I do the questions?
All right.
I'll start again. Bob. As a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement, do you allow your servants to have free electricity in their quarters, or do you make them generate their own with exercise bikes that you picked up cheap from the Argus outlet on eBay?
I don't have any servants. I don't live in Buckinghamshire. Next question.
So how do they power the quarters?
I don't live in Buckinghamshire.
You haven't denied that you don't give them free electricity.
I don't need to deny it, and I don't
so
have any servants.
So they have to use these exercise bikes just to get
servants.
The light on. Do they get the telly to work?
I don't have any. Look, let
on
your mind
rare
wander.
Occasion that you let them actually have some free time to themselves.
I don't have any servants. Next question, please.
You disgust me. Bob, as a millionaire living in Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement and your addiction to flower nectar, do you allow your servants to operate under their God-given names, or do you issue them with new identities once they arrive off the boat from Calais? New identities which could consist of anything from a random series of letters and numbers to a contemptuous grunting noise.
I refer you to my previous answer, and I would only add that actually I do like nectar. I do like nectar, and I do...
Little piece has been stripped away there of the edifice.
Well, a tiny little piece, yeah. And when I'm in hotter countries, I sometimes buy a nectar... A nectar thing. I don't know what you call it, and you don't pick on us for it, but it's to attract hummingbirds.
Yeah,
so I refer you to my previous answer, plus I add that I actually do like nectar.
So do you refer to them as their proper names, like Carlos or...
I refer to my previous
Julio.
Answer. I refer to my previous answer. Have you got another question?
Bob, as a millionaire living in a Buckinghamshire pleasure dome with your solid gold hip replacement, addition to flower nectar, and your walk-in bath made of ivory, you old... bastard. Can you confirm or deny the existence of Bob Fest, an annual summer event that you hold around the back of your orchard, attended by the local parish councillors and the dirty old alderman, in which you all join hands and form a circle while your poor servants are forced to dance naked to the complete musical works of Yosu Ndua in a giant paddling pool filled with Swarfiga? Bob Fest. Tell me about Bob Fest.
With regard to Bob Fest, it doesn't exist. I don't have any servants. I haven't had a replacement. Why you would think I've had a replacement the way I move is beyond me.
What, you say you're a good mover?
Yeah. Silky. You can't deny that, Andy. I don't hobble along, do I?
I've not seen you do stairs before.
Well, when we leave this building, walk behind me.
All right,
it's
I will.
Textbook.
Right, I will.
All right.
But I'll film it.
With regard to the rest of it, I refer to previous ads, I don't have any servants and I'm not a millionaire.
So how much do you charge for Bob Fest? How much do you charge the
There is
the
no such thing. There's no such thing as Bob Fest.
Oh, so it's free?
There's no such thing as Bob Fest. All right.
Do you know? You charge,
are you finished with your
If you
question?
Charge, you'd need a license, wouldn't you? Although you'd probably get that as a backhander from the parish councillors who you let come in anyway.
Yeah, because I'm so sweet with the alderman.
Yeah. The dirty old alderman.
No, well, you're just alderman.
You're sweet on the dirty old alderman.
No, I'm not sweet on him.
What are you saying? Paddling pool filled with Swarfiga.
Are you saying, what are you saying when they say I'm sweet with the alderman? You saying we're kissed, or that we correspond, or that what? What
I'm
you saying
you've kissed.
I've snogged the alderman.
I'm not saying snogged. I'm saying kissed. It might have just been a peck. But I think you've kissed the alderman.
Well, I've kissed the alderman.
I think you have.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information, information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Did I ever tell you about when I went to the World Cup? Do you want to talk about...
Which one?
This was the one I'm specifically wanting to talk about is the World Cup in Spain in 1982.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever tell me a story about shit?
Do you know the name of the mascot of the World Cup 1982, the official mascot?
The Spanish one. El Tubbs.
Nope.
Well, what was it, Andy? I can see...
Right, so you just one guess. Is that how it's going to be? With me, it's like endless questions. Name the footballer.
Oh, I imagine.
Have another guess.
L.
No.
La Sol.
No.
La Sal de Ban. I don't know.
Naranjito.
Naranjito.
Little orange he was.
Oh, right. I was
little
just going to say,
orange.
It sounds like a really sweet little orange.
That's
yeah.
what he was. Sweet boy.
Anyways, up. So, have I told you about
this? You've told us some stuff about that time, yeah.
About how we're losing the keys in the shit pit?
No.
Well, I've given it away now, haven't I?
Is that it?
No, it was just, something I've never forgotten because it was a really visceral thing. Because we were at the England supporters' camp, just camping, yeah? And all they had was like a pit, about 4 foot deep.
God.
About 5 foot by 5 foot.
This is why I won't go to festivals.
Covered in planks with a hole in the middle, yeah? You just took your pants down, bent over, dropped your tods into the pit, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
how deep was it?
It was about 4 foot deep.
Was there a noticeable sort of pause between it leaving your body and hitting the heap?
I don't remember that. But
it'd probably have to be like 20 feet for there being noticeable.
Oh, no, it was about 4 foot deep.
Yeah. Not very deep, is it?
Well, would you like to be a bloke? I mean, this is 5 foot by 5 foot by 4 foot. So I don't know how many cubic feet of Todd that is, but that's quite enough for them to have to shift,
that'd
didn't
fill
it?
Up quite quick, though, wouldn't it?
It was cleared every day.
All right, that's nice.
No, that was nice of them.
A nice Spanish infrastructure there.
So anyway, me mate, Mickey Drink, yeah?
Yeah.
He did what is it happens to, you know, if you think it through, it's obviously going to happen. He bent down with his pants around his ankles and the car keys, the van keys that had brought us all the way through France to Spain, fell in to the Todd pit.
Yeah.
Clink right in. Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
We took the planks off, couldn't see it. We got a tent pole.
And it submerged.
We got a tent pole, stirred it about a bit, couldn't find it. But this our only way home. That was the way we were getting home. So
this reminds me of, do you remember Cracker Jack with Stu Francis?
Yeah.
When they used to have the tray full of blancmange and you had to get an apple out of it with your mouth.
Yeah.
It reminds me a bit of that.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have instantly tried my mouth, Andy.
Not straight away, would you? You'd try the pool first.
So anyway, Mickey Drink had to get in. I promise you, he went down to his underpants, got in there, and he found them.
Did he?
I promise you, found them. And
did he find anything else in there?
Fuck. And his only saving grace was that on the wall nearby, they had, for the campsite, they had about five of those, like, you know, like you get near continental swimming pools, showers, just outdoor, cold showers. They had about five of them. I'll never forget when he had all these things wrapped around his nose for the smell and that. When he ran out with the key, he threw the keys onto the grass and ran into one of these showers. What a hero he was, man.
How many hours did he spend in the showers afterwards?
Oh, I can still now. Oh, man.
England
fans. Because I'd have been in there for like 12 hours until I was absolutely certain. And there were cold showers, were there? Wasn't
there? Yeah, just cold water.
Oh, God. That's almost not worth bothering.
He's a brave man, make you drink, isn't he?
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around, yeah. And funnily enough, the bottom half of his body, beautiful skin.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Really beautiful skin.
That's how discoveries are made, isn't it?
Yeah.
Through accidents. That's science for you.
Andy, can I bring something up?
Go on then.
It's like, I don't know whether you're going to be annoyed with me, but when we got here, I saw, I've written it down here, I saw...
It's better than what I think it's going to be.
Yeah, you know, you've got your, I don't know what you call it, not script, you're writing your new Tabitha Huntley mystery.
Yeah.
And it was out on the desk through there where we got the tea.
Yeah.
And this is the little extract that I saw from it that you've written. Here it goes. Tabitha had never been inside an Asda store before and found the smell of stale deodorant, nappies and tracksuit overpowering. She covered her face with her laced, gloved hand and walked directly to the meat counter where the mysterious Andy had promised to rendezvous. She stood waiting as the boss-eyed counter assistant sliced up a lump of Happy Bear luncheon meat. Would her investigation into the death of the wife of wealthy socialite Bob Waterman finally make progress? Suddenly, Andy arrived. He was handsome and muscular, well-dressed, athletic, and holding a lot of expensive electronic equipment. She couldn't help but have an instant attraction towards him. So what's this all about?
It's a work in progress. You know, some of the names might get changed in the final edit, but...
Well, it's obvious what you're doing there, isn't it?
It's just in keeping with all the Tabitha Huntley stuff that I've done in the past.
Well, I know it's a Tabitha Huntley novel, but what's it going on in your mind when the wife of Bob Waterman has been killed? And, like, the hero's bloke called a handsome bloke with lots of electronic equipment called Andy.
Yeah, well, what about it? I did think that you're probably just reading into a coincidence that's there.
Do you want my wife dead? Is that what it is?
I'm not saying I don't.
I'm not saying
that I do either.
Well, I mean, I worry because if your obsession with, I'll say, the socialite Bob Waterman and his wife is running...
Millionaire socialite.
No, it doesn't say he's a millionaire.
I haven't finished it yet.
It doesn't say... Is he a millionaire by any chance?
Oh, he probably is.
Does he have servants?
Probably.
You see, my worry... Do you know, can you see, like, I run a crime club, as you know, every night on the telly.
Yeah.
Can you see...
In the bedroom.
When they're making the links.
Yeah.
Say in 15 years' time.
Yeah.
Where they're missed, you know, and when I've been killed, and then they make this link to this novel you're writing.
I think paranoid, mate. I think you're getting paranoid.
Yeah.
Is it these heart tablets you're on, is that one of the side effects? Raging paranoia?
No, I don't get paranoid at all.
Do you not?
I get muscle pains from them, kidney problems.
Right.
And my teeth rattle.
Right.
The teeth have gone loose through them.
But mentally, you're fine.
Mentally, absolutely fine. You know,
you would say that, wouldn't you?
You're very disparaging about, you know, you couldn't give a shit about my heart problems.
I just asked about them there.
Well, not really, yeah, but like, totally indifferent and in a negative way. Oh, it's made you paranoid. Do you know, looking at you, Andy, if you don't mind me saying, your day could come, it could be you who suffers with heart problems.
I don't think so.
And then, no, I think so. And then you'll be on the phone saying, oh, Bob, I've got my heart's knackered up. Can you give us the name of a good mechanic or something? And what are them pills that you use?
I'll be all right. I'm going to live forever, mate.
Why is that?
Just am.
Did either of your parents suffer from heart disease?
Nothing.
Nothing
fittest
at all?
Fiddles.
Yeah. Were they kind of like machines, basically?
Pretty much.
Emotionless machines.
Yes.
God. Do you know the American actor? Oh, I love American.
Has he got a name?
Christian. Christian Slater.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Slater. What was he in?
He was in The Christian Slater Show.
Oh, come on, be sensible. What
he was in True Romance.
True Romance, great film.
And
that was
Heathers.
Heathers is a good film and all, isn't it?
And he's been in some of the films that weren't good.
Just because you've mentioned...
That's fair enough. No one's judging him.
Yeah, each and every one of us, to a man or a woman, has been in a bad film, haven't we?
Yeah.
At some point.
Or lost their virginity to a roofer. We've all made mistakes.
Mind you, do you know the film that won the Oscar, Spotlight, is it called?
Yeah.
I went to see that. That is fucking awful.
Is it?
It's terrible.
But that one that won the Oscars last year was rubbish as well. What was it? Birdman or something?
Birdman's all right for three quarters of it.
Fuck Birdman, that's what I say.
Hurt Locker was bad though, wasn't it? I didn't get into that.
Didn't get beyond the opening titles.
Well, I just want to put it out there that if you're thinking of watching Spotlight, honestly, don't bother. I tell you what was better than it. What did I go and see this week? I went to see London Has Fallen.
Oh, yeah, that one everyone says is rubbish.
Yeah, they say it's rubbish, but it ain't. Like, they say Spotlight's, you know, they're giving it an Oscar, and it's so dreary. Anyway.
It's almost as if you're completely out of step with mass opinion.
No, I just like to be entertained, you know what I mean?
It's good that you've got your own beliefs, though.
So?
You're not just following the crowd.
I'm doing a movie with Christian Slater.
Are you?
Right, no, I in the past. I'm telling my story.
Did you?
I'm telling my anecdote.
All right.
And I'm doing a movie called Churchill the Hollywood Years.
Right.
With Christian Slater. And I explained to him.
I can't believe you've been in a movie.
Sorry. I promise. And I explained to him that I would like to reverse the toilet. Yeah?
Right.
So that you sit facing the cistern.
That's good.
Right? Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Christian Slater agreed, I'm keeping it short, he agreed to invest in this business. And being an artist, he did me some initial sketches of how it might look.
All right.
With...
On some proper technical drawing paper?
No, just on A4 paper.
Just a fag packet.
Better quality paper than printer paper. I don't mean that bad. A decent A4 paper it is.
Right.
And...
You could go into an investor's office and say, look, I've got this. And
the initial, seriously. Yes.
The paper was that good.
Yeah. Mr. Christian Slater from Heathers, on a reasonably high quality paper, has designed a reverse toilet. I just wondered if you investors, are interested in taking this up.
Where would you go with that? Would you go to Armitage Shanks with it?
No, well.
Because it's almost like laughing in their faces, isn't it? It's like you guys here, you've defined what the toilet is that we know.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you you're wrong.
You'd shit them right up because at the moment...
You wouldn't get past security.
Probably not. The sense that you've got a decent quality A4 equals decent idea.
Yeah.
Get out. So we spend our time staring at the back of a door, yeah? Or the floor.
Yeah.
You reverse this system and face the cistern.
Yeah.
You could still put little wing mirrors on the cistern if you want to look at the door.
In case you think there might be an intrusion.
Or whatever. If that's your thing, you can still do that. But on top of the cistern, you could put your laptop. You could put an adult colouring book.
You could.
Whatever. You could put a little pot plant there. You can stare out the window.
That's genius. That cistern surface is just going to waste, isn't it?
It's absolutely not
being
going used, to waste.
Not being utilised at all.
Sometimes you see a bit of potpourri on there or a bog roll.
You could get some paper and you could design a reverse toilet. No, you couldn't, could you? Like, you've already on it.
I've already done it. I was once in France. I just remember this. Near Nice. A place called Grasse, where they make perfume, you wouldn't know. You know about perfume?
No.
Do you know the group called the Bangles?
Susanna Hoffs,
yeah. You know her?
I don't know her. Well, I follow her on Twitter.
I was staying at...
She sometimes tweets pictures of herself.
All right, Andy, we don't want to know about that. I was staying at Christian Dior. I promise you, Andy, I was staying at his villa just outside Grasse. And I was a motorcyclist then. And she wanted something. I'm not going to pretend I know. She wanted something. She said, could she go on the back of my bike?
Right.
To the shops. And it was one of those really, bendy roads.
Yeah.
And I took her there. Absolutely true. So Susanna Hoffs, do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, the singer, yeah.
Yeah, she was singer.
She was.
She's on the back of my motorbike.
Right.
I got to the shop and she wasn't on. She'd fallen off.
Really?
And I didn't even know.
God.
Absolutely true.
She survived, I assume, because she's continued to make music since then.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I drove back trying to find her there, and there she was stood. She had a terrible... She was wearing shorts, and she had, you know, those road burn things. It wasn't terrible. It's about the size of, I don't know, a Scotch pancake. Right. Would you accept that as a measure? And but you know, absolutely true. Only what there's no punchline to this.
Oh.
But whilst she'd been waiting, she'd covered her face in marker pen. How fucking weird
camouflage
is that? Camouflage. I don't know. I didn't say anything.
Because the skin had broken. There was obviously a bit of blood. Did you think she was going to be prey?
And honestly, it's true.
Roadside animals.
I said, are you all right? And she showed me the burn thing there. And then I said something like, what about your face? And she just said, it's marker pen. Well, I'm going to go now, Andy, but I'm going to sign off with me little song, if I might.
Before you do that, can we just mention that we're on Twitter at Athletico Mints?
Yep.
If you want to suggest songs that you can sing next week.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing a South Penn song this week.
Oh, all right, then.
Okay, here we go. It's called Little Bird. All right. I'm just a little bird whose leg got bust by a bottle that was thrown into my favourite bush. I've got a lovely smile and a winning face. All the other birds think I'm a fucking disgrace. Oh, just laugh at it. Right, well, I'm off, Andy. Took my stickers. Thank you for having us.
I had a song as well, you bastard, but it's as good as that one.
See you, Andy. Thank you.
See you, Bob.
Ta-da.
Bastard.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.